Aleph, 10 lines from the top. Amar Abaye. Avish Loisha B'suki G'dayla. He had three Tvachim of Ave and a Suki G'dayla. Umiyata. And you mamayit Bein B'kanim, Bein B'shbudim. So three Tvachim passes the Sukkah. But over here you mamayit it either with Tzchach Kasher or with Tzchach Pasel. Have a meat. That's considered a meat. And that's good. It makes the Sukkah Kasher. Even though you put in Tzchach Pasel, it doesn't matter. The Sukkah K'tano, if you had a Sukkah K'tano, you had a Shiv, Zayin HaZayin. B'kanim have a meat. If you put in Tzchach Kasher, it's a meat. B'shbudin have a meat. But Tzchach Pasel is not a meat, because even though you don't have Ave of three Tvachim, you don't have Tzchach Pasel of three Tvachim, but since together you have not Kasher Tzchach three Tvachim, so a Sukkah K'tano needs at least more than four Tvachim of Tzchach Kasher. Here, you have less than four Tvachim of Tzchach Kasher, it's a problem. Zakti Ma Vaita. You have three of Ave and Tzchach Pasel. And four. I'm sorry, whatever. That's already a problem. Rav of Chamsa Meruba, of Tilsa Meruba is Kasher. But over here, to have a Shem Sichach, I need more.
He holds from Rav's Kasher.
You have nothing there.
He holds from Rav's Kasher then?
It was only
here. Yeah.
And
Roy is the Shaykh. The same way you don't say Roiv by mikveh, if you have 30 saw, you only need 40 saw. You don't say, okay, I have Roiv. That's what Chaim's and Sefer talks about it. When do you say Roiv? It means Roiv is when you have 40 saw, 19 of it is Mayim Psulim, so I say Roiv. Right? Because I have the Heftza. If I don't have the heft, I don't say right.
So as long as I have less than 3.5 of Avir, there shouldn't be a problem. Why is it possible? Because why is it Beshudah?
3.5, what do you mean?
Because the Sukkah has 7. If you have less than 3.5 of Avir, and you put Shudim, and you put in Shudim, you have right.
We're not talking about right here, it's not doing right. That's what I'm saying. I need to have a Sikhach of Zayin Tvachim, it's Chach Kasher.
You need all 7 Tvachim?
Yeah.
I'm saying, let's say you had, instead of filling up all 3 Tvachim, you filled up only 1 Tvachim. So you have 2 Tvachim of Avi, which is not a problem. And then you had...
But the love is coming to the Tzchach Pasel. So it's like the Tzchach Pasel continues.
Right. You said the rest of that before. Why is the love coming from the Tzchach Pasel? I'm saying, why do
you know? It's 3 or more.
How do you know which way is the love is going?
What else? Love is a demon. It's not mitzvahs. So at the end of the day, I have 3 tefachim of schach, which I can't be used in.
Chayav Rabbi Yisrael, what he said on the base yesterday, because Rabbi Yisrael by Sukkah Tana, Nigo Shabbos Shiur. And he only passes it because he combined the two, according to Rava. But he himself held it's not a problem. So why? So there is the Sukkah K'tana, and he said there wouldn't be a problem.
No. He didn't say that. They told him, and he agreed to that. He agreed to the Taina.
So I'm by you. My name and he the Lo Shavushi Yair the Sukkah Bel the Sukkah Taina.
Right. So it's similar. Right.
So you see, he himself held it's not a problem.
No, he didn't say it's not a problem. He just held it. That's not enough of a dimmi for Sukkah Gdayla. Don't be madami Sukkah Tana to Sukkah Gdayla. Everyone agrees by Sukkah Tana, that's the halacha.
So what? So even a tefil should pass over by Sukkah Tana.
If you only have Tzchach Kasher together with Lavud decides in Tzchach Kasher. And once you have Tzchach Pasel.
But what happens if you have 2 tefachim with Tzchach Pasel? So should pass over by Sukkah Tana also?
Why?
Love doesn't take away Tzchach Pasel. So Chari, you don't have Zayin Tvachim.
Who tells you not? Maybe it does. Zok Gemara. The only time I say Lavud, again, so I have a regular roof here. I have Tzchach Kasher. I have space between the Tzchach Kasher and the wall. So now, that's when I say Lavud, Minatzad. Aval be'emza, but if this space in the middle of the schach, pligi ba'avach ve'avino, chadam ayesh lovet be'emza. One of them said, you do say love in the middle of the schach. Mechadam ayin lovet be'emza. You don't say love in the middle of the schach. You only say love next to the wall. Now why? Love it means that it's closed. Who cares where it is? Zakti Ran, that why do I say it after? Because the Gemara in the Vavam Bey says there are three things we learn in Halacha L'Meshech B'Sinai. Loved, good, and Doifen Akuma. Good Asik. I say loved. So I see by walls, by good is a wall. So I see there's Halacha L'Meshech B'Sinai. Doifen Akuma is a wall. Where do you see Sichach is considered? You say loved. True.
Maybe you want to say in the middle, so it's not that space. You want it to be connected.
So if I can, you want to say that, that's maybe a reason why I don't say love it, because I want it to be opened up.
Right.
Okay, that's another spot.
We don't say love it in culture at all, like in general.
Love it is, I only see love it, I see the other two halachos
mentioned in the mechitzas. Because those mechitzas is what is required for the mechitza.
Right, but that's why I see love. That's why I see halachos mentioned in
the concept.
So maybe love it is also only by mechitza. Let's say you have to be touching someone. Yeah, you say you have to get to someone. Okay, love it, me and you. Look a connection. Well, you don't just say love it. I mean, it doesn't. You don't always say love it.
So if you say,
so maybe dafka. As I stand around, so maybe dafka by mechitzes where I say love it. Mechtes to say by sichach love it.
If I need some,
let's say I need 40 sav and may mikvah. So I'll say, you know what? There's three tvachim empty in between. There's 20 here, 20 here. I'll say, you know what? Okay, it's really like one place because they love it. You have a such thing?
So say love it that the walls combined. So then use it.
No, so have it over here. I have a hole in the middle of the sichach.
No, so I use say, it hey, that if this is a wall and there's a gap in between that it makes it one wall. It makes it a doifen.
That's a doifen. Right. Over here I have the schach. I have a square.
I understand.
Oh, you mean
I'm
over here?
If you're telling me that all three halach l'mashe m'sinai need to be by doifen, so take the whole concept of love and don't apply it to the schach. Apply it only to the doifen.
But I'm missing schach. Then.
No, that say that this doesn't apply. The whole halacha doesn't exist to us. The love that we know never should never.
Good question. That's why he says no love in Bamsa.
He does. He says it because it's next to the next to
no,
the.
No, when it's by the wall, I look at it like this.
Look at it as.
No, but if I'm looking for to say a svar that it should be applicable only by a wall, then say that love it would apply only if a wall is cut in half. Let's say.
Okay. Good.
And don't say b'chlal by schach.
Who says you do?
We just said we do. We say it if it's next to the first three tochim.
That's because the wall continues.
I go a step by it. You say it doesn't apply to schach at all. Why should it? Doifen akuma doesn't.
True.
And neither does good ask.
True, taka doesn't.
So go a step by it with love it also.
We're saying that.
But not, because you're saying that the first three tochim of the schach.
You can't sit under it.
You're saying it's a doifen zach,
right,
it's not a schach.
Right, exactly.
It has nothing to do with
it.
Has nothing to do with the schach b'chol.
Right. Just Rashi said that doifen akuma you can't say ba'avir because Rashi said the wall goes like this, the wall goes like this. So mela, and by avir you say loved, and by when there's a wall you say doifen akuma. You
talk it up. Say by a wall.
By a wall. That's machlekes. That's two stadim. One man number says yesh loved ba'emtza. No, you don't really say by a wall. The other man number says. No, ain't love it, Bamsa. So you take only say
Bamsa. According to the Mandi Yom who says you don't say Bamsa, love it, so with two tefachim also passes?
Yeah.
One tefach also?
Yeah.
Half a tefach?
Yeah.
So then you'll never have a sukkah that's kosher.
And Achanami, so what do we do?
You make
what
the
cross. What does the Meshach to do? Yeah.
You do cross. You make a cross.
A cross. He says to throw one cross chach across the sukkah, wherever it should be.
We don't pass it like him anyway.
That there should be no.
We don't pass it like him anyway. He wants to be
machmir.
It should be connected. You should never come on to, because then else you can't sit under it. If there's no, even without love it, this is to pass on the sukkah. Even without love it, you can't sit on the.
Shouldn't
be one continuous space, exactly. So most of our bamboos, anyways, are they're not so straight.
No, so the problem is just the opposite. So you wind up if you put all the narrow. I try to when I do bamboo to do wide and then the base on one end and then next to it the narrow end. So that way, because otherwise you're going to wind up sometimes with three tvachim in between.
Three tvachim?
Yes.
No way.
That's a bit much. Yeah, how much is three tvachim? Not three etzbos.
Here.
Three tvachim is a foot.
It's like a taf.
A foot?
Yeah, it's like a taf.
You have three tvachim too?
Okay.
Okay.
What is,
start. I'll come next day. I'll come. I'll straighten it out.
No, wait, wait. I use a mat now.
We don't need to say lover just sitting in a circle when there's a space, right? Just because there's a bunch of little.
Oh, I tried to get rid of
it. Could be that you can't sit on this.
Why do we need to say lover?
What else?
Let it be a space.
No, it's not that.
Sitting under
a space. No, it's not that. Because there's Reuben. There's Reuben.
Or whatever you have.
Yeah, there's Reuben. Okay. Okay, let me get back. So my time of the Mandami Yesh Lava Bam Tanat. The Gemara is not saying a reason. The Gemara is saying, where do I see it? That you do say Lava. The Tanya, Kaira, Hayyotzimi Kaisel Zed, the halacha is that by Erevin, you have a Mavo, you're enclosed in three. It's Midarayasa. Once you're enclosed in three, you have a Chatzah. And you have a Mavo, you're enclosed in three places. Midarayasa, that's, you're allowed to carry there. Not every Mavo, you have a Chatzah. You have enclosed in three, you're allowed to carry it. The Rabbanan said, no, the fourth wall, you should do something in the fourth wall also. What should you do? You should make a kaira or a lechi. A kaira is one beam on top going from one end to the other, or one opening to the other opening. A lechi is putting a beam on the side. So kaira hayyotzim mikaisel zet. A kaira that goes out from one wall, v'ein in a gas, mikaisel acham, that doesn't reach to the other wall, right? You have a beam that's going out from one wall. It's not reaching the other wall. I don't know how it's hanging there, whatever. Like upon him, you have a beam going like that. Now, or
this is not the picture.
No, this one.
Why is it not
here? This space in between. There's a case that
couldn't afford one more.
Oh, that guy, yeah, he was cheap on the beam. The chain steak case, achas yetzim mikais alzev, achas yetzim mikais alacha. Here you have one beam coming out of it, one beam coming out of it. Vein and a gaz with bazoo in the middle, it doesn't reach each other. Pachas mishleisha, if it's less than three, and it's tzach lavi kaya acheres. You don't have to bring another beam, because you say love it. Shleisha tzach lavi kaya acheres. You have a club that says that less than three, you say love it, even b'emtza. So what does the other mandama do with it? V'idach, the other mandama says, shiny kairis, drabanon. Kairis, the whole din is drabanon, because we said in the reis, you let it carry in this chatza anyways without any kairis. The Rabbanon said, no, we want you to have a kaira. So now, they're telling you, we want you to have a kaira. But that, with the Rabbanon, we will make it, even that you should say, love it by emtza. Asha'ik midarayisa, sukkah. I'll tell you, sukkah is not, is darayisa. Over there, we didn't say, love it by emtza.
Like the Rams and the Chitzis, also on
top.
Like you just said,
it's not a
din.
No, stop. That this whole din was... No, but the Halacha Meshech B'Sinai tells you that there's such a din of love. Now, the Raisa, so we told you, we're not going to use the din of love at B'emza. The Rabbanon.
It's not a
guy.
You have to say something good.
No,
Kaira is out to buy Mavri.
Kaira
is. What is this for? This is
a hacker. This is a Makam hacker, let's say.
The hacker is Mechitza Meshum Guy.
Both.
Hacker said that shouldn't go out from one place to the other.
Hey, it's not so much of a mechitza they get in, that's for sure. I mean, as much as you want to say it's mechitza, it's not a mechitza, right? That's not what it's doing. It's a heck of a mechitza, it's not mechitza mamash. Okay, so Zogt Gemara Vayta, my time of the Mandama ain't loved by Emtza. Here you don't, maybe you have a raya, you don't have a raya, but where do you have a raya that you don't say loved by Emtza? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, and all this, Aruba Sheba Bayis, if you have a hole in the house, in the roof.
Skylight.
Yeah. And that hole has a tefach with it. Tumah b'bayis. If you have tumah in the house, you have a little piece of a mace. Because I have a mace in the house. So then kulay tamay. The whole house, anything in the house, since it's mahal, since it's in the house, there's oil. So the whole house, whatever's in the house, becomes tamay. Masha kenegad aruba. What's against the hole? You have a kli against the hole. Tar. Why? Because it's connected to the hole. So since it's connected to the opening, it's tar.
So why isn't it drop through Tuma. The hole? It has to be bigger than the hole or it would drop through the hole. So then why it should still be tummy?
What's drop?
If you put a kli over a hole, it's going to fall down. Oh, so the clock has to be bigger than the hole. If it's bigger than the hole, then it should get
the
tummy.
No, the kli's underneath. It's on the ground.
Oh.
It's on the Where ground. It's the right here. It's on the ground.
Wow.
Connected the hole.
Oh.
Tuma connected Nachamal. About what's that? Tuma b'bayis kulay tamim. Masha connected aruba. What's connected aruba? The whole tar. Tuma if Tuma connected tuma connected aruba if the tuma is underneath the whole kala bias kula tar. The whole bias is tar because it's not mal on the bias. It's underneath the whole. Ein ba aruba pesach tefach. If the aruba is not doesn't have an opening of a tefach, tuma be bias connected aruba tar. If it's open in the bias, if the tuma is in the bias, then connected the whole is tar. Tumah keneged aruba, if the tumah is underneath the hole, kalabayis kulay tar. The whole ass is tar. No? Doesn't make sense. What's the difference if there's a tefach or not tefach? We just said the same exact halacha. If the opening has a tefach, the opening doesn't have a tefach. Right?
You made it as a hole, it's a skylight?
It's a hole. That's why I didn't want to say skylight, because skylight is covered. It's a hole. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah just said, if it's open to Tefach, this. If it's not open to Tefach, the same exact thing. You're right, there's no difference over here, but in tires, there's a difference. So look, learn over there, and you'll find the difference. But over here, there's no difference. Okay. So over here, I see that I don't say Lavud. Because if I would say Lavud, I don't care where the Tumah's Bebayas, the Tumah's underneath here, it's closed.
And you see, it's just a tefach is in, the
I don't say lavud. So you see, the tumah b'emtzah, you don't say lavud. You don't say lavud b'emtzah. The idach was the other man that I'm gonna do with this. Shiny chestuma the hochig milu over there is b'zun the zach mechestuma. You can't learn out from mechestuma to other places. Okay. Da'ar Shabbi Yehuda b'aylai. Rabbi Yehuda b'Loi was giving a drasha, and he said, "Alocha bayis shenifchas, a bayis that had an opening in the middle. Besikach agabov, you masachach on that opening. Kshayre. Amal fana Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel from Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Parish kach beishaba. This is how my father Rabbi Yosi explained it. You just said a memory. You didn't explain anything. My father Rabbi Yosi explained like this." Abba Amis Psula, four Amis is Pasal, Pachas Ma'am Amis Ksheira. When is it Kasha? Only if it's less than Abba Amis, because you'll say Defenakuma. But if it's more than Abba Amis, it's Pasal.
You're talking about the house with the hole.
Right. So he said if there's more space, if the hole is further. Without Amis from each side.
Each wall.
Because I say Defenakuma.
Yeah.
If the hole. It's from Dalai Lama's from each wall, then if it's less than Dalai Lama's, then I'll say definitely come. If it's more than that, so he was fatanin and he gave it drasha. You weren't clear. No, Chazmal. No, it's a beauty by Allah. Beauty by Allah gave another drasha.
Really didn't say anything.
Yeah. Avruma, certain type of fish, a small fish, shaya, is mutter. I'm the father of Shal Rabbi Yaisi. Shal Rabbi Yaisi said to him, Rabbi Parish, Kacham Rabba. This is what my father explained.
That it's kosher?
Yeah. Dafka, a fish, this small fish in this place is awesome. If it's in another place, it's mutter. But you said that it's mutter. It's not true. It's not in all places. Why not? Because this fish looks like a shayat. It's together with, it's very small. You can't tell this between a bug. Whatever, a different type of shayat. So therefore, they're asin. But another place it's mutter. Ki adam abaya. Why? Why in that place is mutter? Because in that river, they don't have these shiratzim. So in a river that has these shiratzim, it's asin. Because you don't know the difference between the fish and a shayat. A shayinkin in a place in the river that doesn't have these shiratzim, that's why it's mutter. Ki adam abaya. Abaya said, hai tzachanta. The bav nara. Tzachanta is a small fish. From the Nor of Bav, Shai is Mutter. Nighttime, why is it Mutter? Maybe the other Shratzim there. Elaim Shim the Difi Maya. If it's because the water is running over there and they don't have Shratzim there. So Vahai Dog Tomei, given the Lesser Chut Ashadra. The Dog Tomei, since it doesn't have a Chut Ashadra, like Matzi Kama won't be able to survive over there in running water. We see that this sheretz, this dag tam, it does live in running water. We see in other waters that it does live. So you can't tell me it's because it's running water in that place. Salty water. This tummy fish, given the less like kilfi, it doesn't have kashkashim, like matzikai, it can't live there. It doesn't have fins. It
doesn't have scales.
It can't stay there. We see that the dark tummy that is in salty water and it does live. It's because the tit, the sand of that nar is not magdal shkatzim emasim. It's only magdal kosher fish. Other rivers are rolled into that river. Asiri. Now it's also because all other rivers rolled into this. The tit hold it.
Messed it up.
And the tit held it. And therefore, small fish from that place is awesome.
It's interesting. The Gemara